A few weeks ago, Florida voters passed Amendment 4, which will restore the voting rights for over a million people across the state who have been convicted of felonies. The amendment goes into effect on January 8th, less than 2 months from now. But it's not exactly clear how that's going to happen. There's a few opinions on how Amendment 4 is going to take effect. The most utopian version is that it's self-executing, that over a million convicted felons will just be able to register to vote on January 8th. But WLRN contacted several state agencies that have a hand in the voter registration process. Several of them said the state legislature needs to get involved and pass a law before they can start implementing the amendment. State Senator Dennis Baxley is the chair of the Senate's Ethics and Elections Committee.
It can be very clear what to implement, but then it can be unclear how do you go about actually delivering on that implementation.
The legislature doesn't start its next session until March of 2019, 2 months after Amendment 4 goes into effect. That could pose problems for anyone who wants to register to vote as soon as they can.
On January 8th, I'll be at the front of the line to register to vote.
Neil Voltz is the political director of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, a group that campaigned for Amendment 4. 12 years ago, he was convicted of a felony.
Amendment 4 is very clear that when you've completed all portions of your sentence, you're eligible to vote.
WLRN contacted County Supervisor of Elections offices everywhere from Monroe, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties to Leon County and Orange County. All of them say they've received no guidance on how Amendment 4 is going to be rolled out. Some municipalities are holding elections as early as next February. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.